presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Quick, more technical thing about Bobby, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, he was, when last I saw Bobby, he was bedridden with Gene. I think he had 13 hit points. He was going to wait for a few days until he got to about 20 or something.
Yeah. We pulled him out of bed and made him drive the car.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, so he's down around 13 right now.
I think we gave him another 3 for hanging around, having people bring him drinks and food and such.
Okay. Yeah, so he hung out in the truck. Okay, so he's at 16, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, thanks.
That's great.
Plenty hit points. All right. Sorry to interrupt.
No, no problem. Somebody was there last week. Want to summarize what happened?
Sure. We discovered that having seeing that the one silo was open, this temple which had not been around before, according to Coney, a local, has now popped up out of the ground, and so we decided, well, that seems good. Maybe if we open up the other ones, it will pop up far enough that we can find a door. And so we went to the next one, and our resident demolitions expert, Julia, blew the top off. And two things. One, we did hear the temple burst through the ground a little more. And also, there was another one of these nasty beasts in the bottom of it that nearly ate Octavio, perhaps?
Yep.
But we fried it, and we fried it some more. And as it was completely fried, while we were... Farkash decided to go and try to collect some sample of it. And while that was going on, Julia went around and blew the tops off the rest of the silos with Bobby driving for her, and then came back and collected us, and we headed out to the temple, which has now grown up to 90 feet tall. There's a door halfway up, and the door opened. And we know the door opened, Julia knows the door opened sometime between the third and fourth, or second and third silos being opened. We did not, she did not, nobody has, killed the beasts that are in the others. So those areas are presumably dangerous. We don't know, but hopefully, so what we're counting on, I guess, is that the creatures will be tied to the silo like they were at the first one. And so we have all made it to the temple and have been climbing up the threads. So it's like a giant screw, and we are climbing up the threads to the door, excited about what we may find inside.
Where were the other lids that were being blown? Were they all around that central area too? I don't remember finding any.
So they're centered. The temple is centered as promised by the pictures in the basement of the first silo. They're form a five points around the temple.
Oh, okay. Evenly.
One thing that I did learn is that at the very beginning, Farkash had been in communication with the, or had the radio, and I think so. One of the things I did was reread the early notes. That we are excited for this, and so he's going to call in and just let the bosses know that we have found the site and are headed to rescue the object, I will say.
All right. So you're a sciencey dude. You know that the antenna for this has to be at a high location for it to sort of get out from this jungle type setting. You could either climb a tree or climb to the top of this pyramid type structure in front of you.
Oh, I'd love to climb up the temple. Yeah.
So you get to the top up there, and just fire it up. And
yes. Yeah.
And eventually you hear a voice come over it. This is base. Dr. Gomez, Dr. Osini, what's going on?
This is Dr. Farkash reporting to base.
Dr. who?
Farkash. F-A-R-K-A-S. Farkash.
All right. Could you put Dr. Orsini on, please?
Dr. Orsini is not here.
What? Where is he? Why do you have his radio?
He has tasked us with the exploration of the temple and has asked us to report to you on our progress, which we are doing.
Okay, this is a bit unusual. This is Quentin Shapiro.
Shapiro.
I'm a leader with Caduceus. So you say you found the temple?
Yes, we have found the temple and are about to retrieve the target from within.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure. How do you... Oh, you found his letters. Oh, okay. What can we do to support you?
I think you would want to be prepared to send an extraction team, but I will contact you again when we have brought the target out.
Okay, and you know what the target is?
Of course, yes.
Maybe just to make sure we're all on the same page, you could tell me what you think it is.
Yes, it is one of my parents.
You seem to be taking this in remarkably good spirits, sir. I commend you for that. It's very important that you bring out your parent alive.
Interesting. Yes, of course it is.
Yes. You always want to protect your parents against yes. anything that might happen. That's good. Yes, we will prepare an extraction team right now. It's always risky going into war zone, but obviously to protect your parents, we would do anything. So we will prepare that right now. Please contact us when you have located your parent.
Thank you very much. Yes, they need... yes, I will do so.
Excellent, excellent. And we'll talk more when you when you're back to New York, of course.
Perhaps, yes.
Excellent.
And I will cut the radio.
All right. What's next?
I'll obviously report into the team and say, oh boy. So apparently they not only want this mummy, but they have somehow some belief that this mummy is alive, which seems a little odd to me. I've always associated mummies with, you know, dead people. But apparently that's, well, we'll see. Don't hurt the mummy.
Okay. The temple door, at this point, you would have seen it as you were walking by. I don't know where others are. But basically, it opens into a passageway that you can see. Picture sort of a garden hose wrapped around a some sort of tube or a cone of some sort, like a traffic cone. But the garden hose is more like the size of these new sewer pipes they're putting into these cities. you know, 10 feet diameter, and it spirals downward.
Well, are we all here and ready to roll?
Yep.
Yes. No light, I guess. Completely dark and no way to tell if it reaches from the doorway all the way down to where we started or if it goes farther, that kind of thing.
So there are no lights, and even if there were down there, it's circular, so you can only see a certain distance in front of you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was... Okay. Never mind.
How at the point of entry, what's the diameter of this?
It's 10 feet.
Okay.
So you could, with a 10-foot diameter, you could comfortably have two people walking next to each other or one person line, whatever sort of arrangement you want to come up with. But you do need to tell me what that arrangement's going to be.
Sorry, what I meant was this part of the screw that we're entering.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So that's more like 30 feet diameter. So,
okay.
I think Kanye will probably... I think Kanye will probably stay in roughly the middle of the group.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited. I'll lead. I don't care. It's all good.
I'm happy to go right behind him with my pistols drawn.
Excellent.
Okay, so Farkas, Octavio. I think we all can agree Chance would be in the back.
I don't know. He might get attacked in the back.
It's true. That might be more of a middle guy. Middle.
Yeah.
He's gonna push
he would lead from the middle.
Push young Corey out of the way to make sure he's in the middle. Okay.
Hey, it reminds me of some Mask of Non-Resistance scene. You know, we won't get attacked from behind.
Yeah. Julia, where would you like to be in the lineup?
Julia will probably realistically be out in front of everyone. Because she's not going to wait for the whole radio call thing. She's just going to go.
Okay. Eugene, there's a radio call going on. Are you going to, and you see eventually Julia taps her foot and sort of, just as they're starting to close that off, walks into the temple. Where will you be?
Oh, God. If I notice that, hold on.
Give yourself a spot hidden.
So yeah, that's right. Okay. That's what I was going to do. Damn it. 21. No,
not hidden.
It
would
see.
Be announced loudly. What are we waiting for? Come on, doctor. Let's go.
Spot obvious. Okay, good.
Yeah, I guess I'll escort Julia if she starts walking away.
Okay.
Oh, well, Kanye will follow them too.
Octavio?
I guess I was waiting for Farkish, so
okay.
Wherever he is in this new order.
Chance will stand with you because you have six shots every round or something crazy like that. Wheels, yeah. Where will you be in the lineup?
I'll stay with the radio guys. That seems reasonable.
And I, for the doctor, will go with Julia's group. Okay, Julia, you walk down. As I said, it sort of is a smooth passageway on either side, and you're walking down. You can sense sort of the rotations, and after the first rotation, you start to see. The bas relief murals, similar to those that you saw at the bottom of the first ward. For those of you who don't remember, there's things like, you know, there's a serpent people portrayed, look a lot like, you know, you sort of could have imagined that the ones that you found earlier were representatives of these. There's one who's a leader, and she's has an ornate crown and a scepter. And there are large giants that are seemingly under control of the serpent people due to their serpent people's whips that are moving rocks around. Are you pausing to see if there's anything new here or just continuing on?
Let's see. Drawn to it. Oh no, that's a nope. That's a botch on a power roll. So no. Okay, seen this, so, done that. Not interesting. What's new?
Okay,
keep going.
Great. Anybody else in the first party? Gene, Corey, or well, the doctor will go with whoever's going. Anybody else want to stop, or you want to keep following after Julia?
Following after Julia.
Yep. Following the Dane.
So you guys will finish one rotation when the second group starts in. The Farkas, Octavia, Wheels, and Chance group. Are any of you there stopping to take a look at the murals as you move through, or are you also going to continue following behind your companions?
I think this is a science mission. I would happily look at some murals.
Okay.
Doctor, come on. We've got to follow them.
They'll be fine. I'm sure it's good.
Okay.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn something new.
All right. Look, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'll just wait with him then.
Okay.
Is there, I forgot to ask. I know it spirals down and that's the way we're going, but is there a spiral that goes up as well? After we come through the door?
No, this starts right here. There's no spiral up.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Julia, you're about on the second rotation. Could you give me a luck roll, please?
Julia is very lucky at the moment. Oh, that's going to be close. No, that's a success.
Okay. Gene, could you also give me a luck roll?
Sure. That's going to be, a 14. I made it.
All right.
Under my 34 luck currently.
Perfect. So Corey and the doctor are following behind Julia and Gene when a sizable blade comes flying out from the walls aimed at the two of them. Both of them for, almost a spider sense, patent pending, type thing, sort of recognize, and just barely get out of the way as this giant sharp blade flicks over by you and goes back into the wall again.
The penitent man shall pass.
The two of you are on the other side of sort of dodged, sort of moved out of the way on the other side of where the blade was.
Whoa. Tony looks and then sort of tries to run across to Julia and
okay. James. As you run across, the blade comes at you. You could give me a dodge roll because now you're sort of aware it's there.
My dodge. I got normal success.
No, that's fine. You're sort of aware that it's there, and you sort of jump underneath as it slides over your head and goes back into the wall again. The doctor is going to wait, and at this point, the other four gather together. Unless, of course, Julia, you're going to keep running down the corridor.
Well, not running, but now, I am curious, though, just sort of mechanically, how surprised was I by that, given that I am alert?
Yeah, so alert means alert
doesn't count as good. Blade coming out of the wall sort of doesn't really count as combat.
Yeah, okay. No, it's more like a surprise attack type thing. It's interesting. If you had failed, we could have had a conversation about, maybe there's still a dodge roll for you in the middle of all this. But not for Gene. Would have had to.
Oh, my. Well, that was exciting. I wonder if there's any more.
Let's go find them.
Maybe let's go a little slower there, Julia.
Slower. We had plenty of time to jump out of. No one was hurt by it. It'll be fine.
Are we cut up to them?
You are cut up to them.
Okay.
And it's you at this. Yeah. You know, all you see is the doctor sort of standing there, trying to figure out what to do. Jean and Julia and Corey are on. Sort of have separated by some distance.
Can he look at the ground and basically have a look closely at the ground, see if there's like a stone or something that may look out of place? That could be triggering it.
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Watch out there, Mr. Lopez. There's a booby trap.
20. I get a hard success.
Yep, so you do see that there's a stone that looks a little bit off from the other ones in terms of, you know, the pattern of dust, etc.
Hey, I think that stone there, and she points it out, that one there, that looks like that's the trigger. If you step around that, you should be okay.
The doctor will move to the side of the passage and invite anybody who wishes to try to... Go ahead and do so.
Why don't we sort of test the theory? Like, like maybe...
Anybody?
Is there any reason not to believe... Like, what she's pointing out, does it look reasonable? Like,
yeah, no, that when she points it out, you can definitely see there's one stone that looks a little bit different in terms of... It looks like it may have moved a little bit. You can see sort of the edges have moved a little bit compared to the other stones around it.
Okay. I'll follow those directions then.
And you are on the other side without any damage or large blades coming at you.
Excellent. I will do that as well. So am I to take it to understand that there was nothing interesting about any of these murals?
They're a little bit more... detailed than the other ones. These seem to be like someone spent a lot more time working on the, you know, individual. You know, some of the faces are a little bit more distinct than the first time around. And there is one scene that does show that the leader type serpent person with the crown sitting on a throne of some sort.
Okay. And there's no, nothing, we haven't seen anything that looks mummy-like, I assume.
No.
Okay. In the murals, I mean, not
yes.
In life.
Yep. Yep. No, I understand.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, I will also be happy to not trip the trip.
Okay. I assume you're on the other side. Julia, I assume you've taken off as soon as you see them sort of making their way across.
Yeah,
okay.
I did make my power roll this time, though. So properly engaging my rogue archetype, along with my night vision and my alert, I will be checking for traps along the passage.
Nice.
In proper dungeon crawl fashion.
All right, so you don't see any traps, but what you do notice is you start to get a little bit lower, and at this point you're... starting to get below the ground, is that there are holes and tunnels that come into these, into the passageway you're in, and every now and then one or two snakes keep dropping out of these holes in the ceiling or otherwise, and they all just seem to sort of slither on down the passage.
So small holes, like
leading us, not like
perhaps that's one way of looking at it.
I mean, they're that direction.
Yes, they're heading the direction you are headed. They are heading downward. They're not leading you in the sense of "come along, follow, boys," but
come here.
More in the sense of, you know,
they're going the same direction we are.
Exactly. Yep. And as you make your way down a few more spirals, you realize there's just a lot of them. Like the number of snakes starts to increase as you get closer.
Can I recognize them as some specific type of snake?
So give me a roll,
biology, or do we have to do natural world?
natural world or a hard no.
Hard no. So I guess maybe what I'm really interested in is not identifying them, but knowing if they are poisonous.
Well, I know what you're
interested in. Would I know what these sort of snakes are from being from this area?
Give me a roll.
They are very obviously snakes. I'm convinced. Yeah,
they are all the snakes.
I'll spend 10 points. Okay. I make it.
Okay. So at some point, Corey, you recognize that some of these snakes are what your people would call the 20-minute snakes. They've got the red and yellow and white stripes on them, and basically you know that they're called the 20-minute snakes because that's the amount of time for the poison to kill a person who's bitten by them.
Okay, so she'll be pulling out a knife and basically motioning them and going, we call them the, in your tongue, the 20-minute snake. Because if bit, that's how long you have to live.
I don't think that knife is going to help you.
A long pit that covers the entire length of the floor and is about 20 feet long, and there are just a mass of snakes swarming around in this pit. Yeah?
Are we obviously underground and the temple has gotten larger, or could this pit fit in the screw portion of the temple, or what's going on?
As you've been going down underground, the temple has gotten larger.
Okay.
And so you're sort of on the outer edge. Remember, it's on the outer edge of this screw type structure. You're at the, and every time you go down, it gets wider and wider to do a full rotation.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't know how far we'd been going down.
Yep.
So one thing I wanted to do a rotation or two ago was to ask to tell our mighty hunter, Octavio, I think if you were to capture some snakes, I could probably develop some anti-venom.
I couldn't
do it, obviously, right here, right now, but perhaps on our way out.
On our way out, yes.
Worth doing.
That sounds fine. Let's get through this, and then we'll worry about the snakes.
I think we will have to worry about the snakes and then get through here.
Are any of you familiar with the filmmaker John Lang? They think he's from Texas? This would be right up his alley. He should make a movie about this.
This would be a great movie.
Anyway, so there's a passageway in front of you and a pit full of snakes in front of you.
Is there a way across the pit? Is there a way around the pit to the other passageway? Or?
There isn't a way around it. I mean, you could walk on the sides of the pit.
Yeah,
it's
pretty smooth.
I was
about to say, it's like some sort of precarious ledge.
Mm-hmm. there also is, the ceiling has enough rough features to it and that you might be able to sort of climb your way across there.
Or swing across with a bullwhip.
Anybody get a bullwhip?
Right.
I was thinking fire, but... and this is, it's full of snakes, hundreds of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a mess of snakes.
So what drives snakes away? What do snakes not like? Snakes work on smell. Are these... Oh, that's interesting. So we had lizards, and now we have snakes.
And snakes work on vibration.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Vibrations are good. I will, as an experiment, a bad idea. You're free to stop me. I will shoot the opposite end of the pit. So the vertical wall that we would have to climb up if we went down and across and up. I would like to shoot that that wall and see what the snakes do.
So you're shooting the other side. Okay.
So I'm making a big vibration at the far side of the pit. Yeah.
Yeah, so there is movement over there. The snakes don't seem to be getting out of the pit. They seem to be staying in it. So I'm not entirely sure what their reaction would be to vibration. So it's probably a sort of initial sort of, hey, let's get away from there. But there's so many snakes that even those that try to get away, the gap that's formed is filled in quickly by another mound of snakes.
Okay.
Just from a person who lives in an area full of actual snakes in there, one thing we're taught is basically doing stomping and that sort of stuff because this is in real life, because it helps keep the snakes away because they don't like vibrations in the ground.
Right. But ideally, we could figure out how to not get in the pit. I think that would be, it's only 20 feet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
20 feet across.
You guys dump it.
Yes, it's 20 feet long.
Yeah. Oh, I had a bonus die on my no roll. Damn.
I think
so Corey, yes, you would know that stomping would potentially work. You could certainly get in the pit and try stomping your way through.
No. I think she would try to basically go around the pit, use the edge, and basically sort of half climb, half walk around the bridge. The pit.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a climb roll.
Okay, I will spend 6 points and get a success.
Okay, so you sort of grab onto the side and are sort of pushing yourself along and trying to sort of keep yourself upward of the pit. One moment it looks like you're going to slip, but you manage to grab on to the side and sort of pull yourself back in, and you're about halfway across the pit. Why don't you give me another climb roll to keep going?
Okay. And that's a 22, so that's a hard success.
All right, so you emerge on the other side.
It's not that hard. Come on, guys. You can do it.
I watch as his foot like barely slips off midway through and he catches himself and keeps going. It's like,
I don't think so.
No, that doesn't look like a good idea.
This is perhaps a slim 18-year-old girl, remember?
Exactly. Perhaps if there was a rope or something.
Do you guys have rope? Toss me the rope.
What would we attach it to?
Man, I didn't bring my 50-foot of hemp rope.
Well, it's back in the truck, perhaps.
We used jungle vines to help us in the first pit that we went down with the stairs.
Oh, very good.
What are we going to?
Yeah, but this has what are we going to do with snakes?
What are we going to do with these vines or this rope?
Right.
Well, where's it going? One person can hold on one end, I can hold on the other end, and then
the other won't do anything.
Two people
are all wrong.
No, you just use it as a counterbalance while you climb across.
We need along the ledge. We need to get the tire iron from the Jeep and hammer it into the on the other side and put the rope around it. You just wait here. We'll come back.
Farkas, we need some sort of grapple gun.
Yeah,
build one.
Oh, we just need some.
Tony, perhaps you can continue down the hall and see if there's something ahead that you can attach the rope to.
I'll wander down the hall.
And if Miss Guerrero was able to do it, I'm just going to do exactly what she did.
Awesome.
Great. Give me a climb roll.
I shake my head, and as an aside to Farkas, I say, I've seen this happen to people in combat before. They lose all fear.
Yeah,
11 points of luck later, and that's a success.
for both climb rolls?
Oh, sorry, that's just the first one.
Yeah, you're halfway there. Yeah. You're halfway there.
Second one is an actual success.
You are sitting next to Corey on the other side. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yes, exactly. We'll go ahead. You boys wait there.
Very good.
Okay, we head off.
And that was the last we saw of them.
Yeah, they're going to have to wait.
Don't hurt the mummy.
All right, so the group that's around the pit, what are you doing?
Here, I'm trying to put
living.
Yes.
I'm trying to put less in
there. Eyeing the snakes.
Suction cups.
Sketchily.
Gotta be suction cups. There's a spare tire, right, on the Jeep?
Sure.
Do we have a Jeep or a truck?
The truck, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think I could make us some suction cup handles from the spare tire.
Wait a minute.
Suction.
Didn't I read in the notes that you guys mounted a flamethrower on that truck?
Yeah.
There you go. Bring that flamethrower and show some snakes.
Or just bring the tank of fuel.
Or the tank. Okay, yeah. Well,
and pour the fuel in there. And then this place will fill with smoke for hours.
Sure. Yeah. I don't even think we have enough gasoline for a 20-foot pit of snakes.
No, but you could certainly do some damage. I mean,
well, yeah.
All right, you know what? You
I
guys
seem to
go
recall
ahead.
That there was concern over an amount of fuel in the last session. So
yeah, we're low on fuel,
but we're not waiting for you guys. So you know,
yeah,
well,
we
understand
you guys
that.
Just get
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to try to jury rig something together. Maybe you guys can text each other back and forth your little plans.
This isn't very pulpy, standing here.
I just ran to the truck to get the tire. I'm cutting it up. Come on, guys.
You just ran to the truck?
Yeah.
Did you pay attention to the blade trap?
Of course. I'm not stupid. I have photographic memory.
Oh, you do? Yes. Oh, well done.
His character does. His character does.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good enough. All right, so you guys are going to do that for a bit. When we come back to you, whatever grand suction-based plan you have will work. Or we'll be in place. Julia and Kari, you continue down, and after one more revolution, the passage opens into what you can see ahead is a vast chamber. It looks to be about 200 feet across. There are pillars just up ahead of you that curve upward and then intertwine, and at the top of the intertwining of the two pillars is a snake's head with two green gems for eyes. The gems are large. They're the size of like a human fist. And beyond those gems, you can see what looks to be a some sort of dais, and on top of that is a throne. And sitting in the throne, unmoving, appears to be a seated figure dressed in some sort of robes.
Ooh, I wonder if that's the mummy.
Well, I know that there's something to wipe down here. Something deadly.
So these gems that you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Valuable semi-precious stones or semi-precious stones or...
I mean, you'd have to get up there, but, I mean, they do look to be gems, and you can't tell from this distance whether or not they're real or fake, but, boy, if they were real, gems that size, whatever money you received in your inheritance would be dwarfed by their value.
Well, it's certainly worth taking a look at.
Tiny's eye off the figure, the robed figure on the thing as Julia's approaching and says, I don't think you should do that. I do not think
that's
a good
sure
idea.
Way to get her to go. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. So Julia, you walk towards the, assume you're thinking of something like trying to climb up the pillars or just get a closer look at the pillars.
Just get a closer look to begin with.
Okay.
Not completely rash.
Sure.
I have to think about it for a moment or two.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you give me a spot hidden?
The things that are hidden shall not be spotted.
Okay. Corey, why don't you give me a spot hidden?
I get, let's see, is that an extreme? Yes, it's an extreme success.
Excellent. So you are looking down further ahead towards the crown, and Julia is sort of looking at the pillars, trying to figure out, how could I climb up this? Corey, you notice that the gems start to glow, and at that point, a beam fires out towards Julia. Julia, if you could give me a dodge roll, please. Can't do a fight back, so I'm see how we do it.
That's a success. Normal success.
Yeah, so it had a hard success.
Of course it did.
So that'll be 6 points of pain. But what's more troubling to you is that you just hit the ground and you can't move. You just feel yourself just lying there paralyzed. And you just can't move. Corey, you in the meantime see Julia get hit by a beam, small crying out, and then just is lying on the floor of the chamber.
I'm going to slowly approach you, keeping an eye on the gems.
Okay.
Just try to get to her head.
All right, so you're slowly moving towards her.
You pull her back.
Yeah. Yes. As you move closer, you do see the gems begin to light up again.
I gotta stop backing away.
And they fire at you. Give me a dodge roll.
Okay. I get 40, which is a normal success.
Okay. So it fires at you. You manage to leap out of the way in time. And what will you do now?
Okay. Julia, can you move? Julia, can she talk? Or?
I don't know. Ask her.
Well, I don't know. I was told I was completely paralyzed, so I presume no.
I'm happy to have you talk if you want to talk. I think it's more fun if you don't, but, you know, maybe do what you want.
The eyes are darting around.
Yes, that's perfect.
Can I make a sanity roll for this? It's not.
I'd love to.
Particularly pleasant.
Just make a general rule. If you want to roll sanity, you go right ahead. I'm never going to stop that from happening.
I botched.
Tony's going to... Oh, nice.
Okay, give me a D4, I guess.
D4. 3.
Okay. Corey, are you doing anything else, or?
She's going to try to keep an eye and look around and see if there's something that she stepped on or that they may have stepped on.
Give me a spot hidden.
0-1.
Yeah, no, you look around there, unlike the last time around where there was a specific stone or structure that this seems to be, it activates as soon as somebody enters into the chamber itself.
Okay, she's waiting for the others to come down then.
All right.
She's not approaching yet. I'll be right back.
Right, we finally figured out how to slow Julia down. Just have to paralyze her.
So, back at the Mess O' Snakes, what's the plan?
So, I was thinking of making basically some of those hand sticker thingies that might give like just a bonus die on the climb roll, basically. But I can make an engineering check or something like that to see how well they work or anything if you want.
No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
I'm specifically instructed to be open to creative solutions. So I think that's creative. So bonus die as you will.
All right, so I'll test it out. I feel it's my invention. I'll test it out. And We'll start in there. And I get a success on my first climb roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of look back at the folks. And I get a large luck spend on my second climb roll for a success. And then I will, I guess, attempt to throw. It's not going to go well. To throw the pieces back across the pit.
This is where we need the rope.
20 feet's not far to throw something. That's what I do.
That's fine. I'm going to assume you had rope up in the truck and you just tie it on. I mean, you're a smart dude. You would have figured that out. All right, so the rest of you pull back the power of suckers and...
All right, I'll grab them and go next. You sure these will work, Doctor?
They worked really well for me. I hope they work for you, too.
Are you a doctor?
I
keep calling you
doctor. I am. I certainly claim to be a doctor.
Okay. no professor? Doubt. Should I call you professor?
Professor would be great.
All right. Here we go. Bonus die, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. The first one is an 01.
Nice.
Or an 11. And the second one is a 44 or 24. I have to spend 4 luck to make
not
that
bad.
A
success. Bad at all.
Thank you, Doctor. These work perfectly. Professor.
With a little bit of luck, they work great.
That's right.
I'll go next. Why not? 03 will get me halfway.
Nice.
And a next one, I'll have to spend 8 luck. But I get across as well.
Excellent. Great. I guess I'll go next.
We will call this pit luck sink.
A 21, and then went to bonus die, an 11, so that's a regular success. And then for the second one, 34 and 54. Great. So I have to burn 14 luck to make that second one.
Or you can just go in the pit and try to get out quick.
Nope.
That's fine.
Nope.
Not happening.
Nope.
All right. Oh, I have to do the doctor and chance, don't I? Actually, does somebody want to roll for, let's do chance first.
Oh, I'll roll for chance. Okay, chance rolls a 97 or an 07.
Now I think the 97 makes more sense.
Remember, despite your feelings, there's a bonus.
And then the second one is a 78 or a 38. I don't know what his climb is. If he has
it's probably base.
No, he put time in there. He's up. He's got. But let's see. Oh, now somebody has to roll for the doctor.
I'll roll for the doctor. Okay, so the doctor gets 10 for his first roll.
Mm-hmm.
And the second roll, he gets a 0. Just like a 0.9.
Wow.
Yeah, the doctor skillfully suckers his way across. There you go. All right, you're all on the other side. At this point, let me jump back to Julia. You feel the paralysis leaving you. You feel like you could move again.
Okay. I will scramble up and back out of the way.
So you're heading back to where Corey is compared to going forward?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's more reasonable.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a dodge roll, just for see. If...
Yep, for fun.
It shoots at me
for reasons.
It does shoot at you again once you start moving.
Oh. This is quite a puzzle. We can't just simply rely on dodging out of the way every time.
Or maybe we have to move very, very slowly, because while you're lying there, it didn't shoot at you.
Yeah. So, wait, sorry, how did you do in your dodge roll?
That was a hard success.
Okay.
And let me look. No, that was almost a hard success. Normal success.
So you didn't do a hard success?
No.
Is what you're telling me? Oh, okay.
Second. So I'll lie there paralyzed for a few more minutes, I guess.
Yeah, so first take 4 points of damage, and then lie there paralyzed for a little bit more.
Can I reach out and is Julia in reaching distance? Can I grab her and pull her?
You could run out a few steps and grab her and pull her. Sure.
Okay, I'll try.
That's fantastic. All right, so you know it's coming. Go ahead and give me a dodge roll.
These statues of our friends.
Normal success. All
right, so you dodge. You're going to grab Julia and drag her?
Drag her out, yep.
Great. Give me a strength roll.
Strength roll. 51, normal success.
Okay, I'm going to let you pull her outside of the range of outside of the chamber. And at this point, the rest of you, have you been heading down the passage now that you're all together again?
Oh, yes.
So. All right, so you emerge. You see Corey standing over Julia, who is lying on the ground prone.
Oh, what happened to her?
See those? And she points up to the gems. You step into the chamber, and they shoot a beam out, and it seems to paralyze.
Oh, fascinating.
Like venom. Like venom.
I wonder how it works.
Is it coming from one source?
Just walk into there.
Is it coming from one place, or is it coming from, like, several?
The gems.
Oh,
and that points to the gems.
That man must be the mummy.
Oh. Well, need some sort of shield, I guess, would be
need to rescue him.
Julia, the paralysis has come off of you.
Okay.
Your concern for you lasted so short a time. You are free again, Julia.
I will stand up.
I would have tried to have done first aid on her as well. I mean, is there anything that can be done?
Sure. Give me a first aid roll.
That's a normal success.
Okay, but give me a sanity roll, too.
A sanity roll? 81, that would be a failure.
Give me a d4, please.
D4, okay, 4.
Oh, that's perfect. what you notice is while you're trying to sort of heal the wounds or figure out how you can provide some relief, the areas where you saw Julia get hit, the flesh looks different. It looks more reptilian.
Oh, no.
There are pus-filled blisters there that are just right around it, and the skin at the outer edge looks reptilian.
Okay. Well,
don't poke that. That hurts.
Oh, Julia, are you looking at it as well?
Well, I would presume so.
Yeah. Give me a sanity roll.
See if I can botch another one. Nope, that's a failure.
D4.
It's another 3. It's awesome.
Did Julia get any hit points back from my first aid?
Sure. What's it, 1 point per first aid?
No, it's 1d4 in pulp.
Oh, cool. Go ahead and Julia, go ahead and roll that. Or actually, Gary, why don't you go ahead and go and roll how well you did?
You got 2 points back.
I'll take them.
Have I seen the beam of light come out since we've been in here, or was that all before?
That's okay. All before. Yep.
Yeah, and I say, if you walk into the chamber, there's things, and look at her wound.
Can I see the statue from where we're standing?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Okay, I take out my rifle and I...
No!
I lay down on the floor to get a prone, steady position.
Step on his rifle.
I will push the doctor away, because that's exactly what I was going to suggest.
Do you push the doctor into the chamber?
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Sorry, you're aiming at the statue.
Yes. not at Julia.
No. Oh, not at the man in the throne.
No, yeah, I'm aiming at the gem.
The gems, yes.
Okay, all right. I will I stop as you explain that.
Tarkus, what are you doing? Get off my rifle.
Yes, be very careful of the man in the chair.
See if you can shoot those gems out.
Yes, I was listening to you on the radio. We're supposed to keep your mummy alive.
It's not my mummy.
Well, you said it was. At any rate, I take careful aim. I spend a whole round aiming at one of the gems.
Okay.
I think that gives me a bonus die. If I remember, I may be mixing up my rule sets here.
It may give everyone a bonus die.
Let's see.
Certainly being on the ground and braced should give you a bonus die.
Sean, what say you?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. You're scoping in on it and putting yourself. I'm surprised you're just letting me get away with only giving you one, not two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is. Guessing since it's so small, it's probably a hard success or something, but you can tell me that after I roll a 70 and I miss with the bonus die. Actually, sorry, it's a success, but it's not a hard success. I have an 80 in my rifle skill.
So yeah, you hit it and you see part of it flick off, part of the gem flick off.
Oh. All right. I guess I shoot again.
I'm doing a quick Google search now to find out what actually happens when you hit a gun, when you shoot a gun against a gem. Because I'm going to guess you're going to get some angry letters if I do this wrong. But you know what? You're going to get angry letters then. So, yes, you're going to shoot again?
Yep.
Never get angry letters.
This one is a 36, so that's a hard success.
Yeah, you flick off a considerable amount of one of the gems. Remember, okay. There's two gems. So
two gems, yep. Yeah. So then I...
I would like to toss something into the zone, like a sweater, and see if it gets shot.
You throw a sweater into the zone.
You brought a sweater to the jungle?
To the jungle. Is
chilly.
As one does. Night.
Yeah. At night, it's cold.
The night.
Yeah, not questioning your method, just your fashion choices.
A nice cardigan.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I can't get it back until you finish.
His grandmother needs it for him.
With my mummy.
I assume nothing happens.
With the sweater? Oh, yeah, no, nothing happens.
All right, then I take aim at the other eye and start shooting. That one's a 74, which is a hit, but not a hard.
So what is your end goal here?
Is to blast the shit out of the two gems.
We will montage through your wild shots and occasionally accurate ones to blast the shit out of the gems. They appear to be broken up.
Okay.
Wow. Fabulous wealth. Great science. We will never know how they work.
Well, you can collect the pieces.
But they are easier to carry out now. Because they're smaller.
That's true. It's easier to carry them when you're not paralyzed as well.
Oh, who's going to test out this theory?
Either that or we'll step in and it'll be like a prism and they'll shoot everywhere.
I say I will, and I wait for Julia to run forward.
Does Julia run forward?
No, I think she's going to hesitate. She's been hit twice by this. Already has lizard skin. I think there's some hesitation.
I will walk in, keeping my eyes on the statue.
There is a glowing light that starts to appear in where the gems used to be.
Uh-huh. I'm ready to throw myself to the floor.
All right, so go ahead. There's no dodge roll here now.
Okay.
What's happening is because the gems are not there to focus the beams,
yep.
the glow comes out and sort of sweeps over the entire area. But in recognition of the obvious dilutement of it all, you can just take 2 points of damage and can
okay.
You could, if you wanted to, walk to the other side of these pillars.
I will do so.
You are on the other side. Everybody who wishes to follow him should just roll a d4 or damage.
Okay, Kenny runs it, and gets 1 point of damage. Yeah. So, not running help.
So do they get lizard skin too?
No.
Oh. That's disappointing.
You're special, Julia.
Yeah, it really itches too, Julia. It's, you know.
I'm going to have to get out my lizard detection.
I'm scratching it.
Did it look like the lizardy type stuff that Bobby got when he was bitten, or is it somehow worse or not as bad? Or
so it looks different. It looks the other stuff sort of seemed like sort of almost a coating of it. This seems a little bit more ingrained into the skin, more like the skin has really been transformed. And why don't you give me a sanity roll for doing that in-depth exploration?
Oh.
Get off me. Stop poking that.
That's a success.
1 point.
1 point.
Perhaps when we get back to camp, we can see if your blood is changing as well.
So on the other side of the pillar is a 20-foot tall stone helix. It also has the same sort of spiral design of the temple in terms of the tread going up it, and at the top you can see there is a figure seated on a throne. The figure seems to be wearing sort of nice robes and does not move as you walk in.
Excuse me, are you my mummy?
Just read the room, Farkas. Read the room.
So, To come into the room, we need to roll this d4 damage?
Yes.
Okay. I got 2 damage.
Yeah, I got 2 as well.
Can we see what's going on from where we are?
Can you see what's going on? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like if I was like, okay, you guys take care of this and hang out here.
You could certainly do that.
Okay, we can still see what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'll just hang out by the door. If you guys need me, let me know. I'm not into getting zapped. Bobby right. He's kind of gun shy because of the whole skin thing.
Yeah. I'm going to actually do a little self first aid here, if I may.
See mm-hmm.
if I can cure this, whatever ails me. That is a 0-8.
Hmm.
So apparently I'm able to provide some local numbing agent to heal 2 points of pain. So there's the dude on the chair up on the helix there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is there any writing? Is there any fancy stuff, or is it just the helix? Anything to play with, to knobs or... I don't know.
Nope. Just seems to be a fairly unadorned structure.
And does he look like a statue or a person who's not moving or...
Person who's not moving is what it looks like from here.
Okay, I will go up to the statue and...
Sorry, you've got to go to the base of the thing and bow?
Yeah.
Okay. You bow.
Any movement going on?
Nothing happens.
And I'll go around behind the throne, if I can,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. look and see what's there.
It doesn't seem to be any more decorated than the front side.
Does it seem climbable?
Oh, you could easily walk up. It sort of seems like a mini version of the temple in the sense of there's a tread that goes up in a circular fashion up to the top.
All right. I'll start walking up, and I will
keep my eye out, obviously, to see if he starts moving. And I will say, excuse me, sir, I think you are wanted in New York. Perhaps you would care to come with us.
What are the rest of you doing? Just watching? Anybody going up with them?
No, just watching.
Don't be silly.
Farkas, when you get up, maybe the second or so spiral, there's suddenly a shaking noise, and at the base of it, you can see that the plaster around the steps, right sort of there, starts to crack open, and this cloud of dust pours out, and behind that cloud of dust is the most enormous snake you have ever seen. Everybody could give me
sort of samples. Under my feet, basically.
As if it was coiled up within the dais that you are now walking.
Yep. I love it.
Succeed.
Pass.
Fail.
Oh, fail. All
right. So, if you pass, it is one sanity. If you fail, it is a d10.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I only got one.
Oh,
five.
10.
Wow.
And that's why you're my favorite, Max.
I know. Great.
Wow. Whenever I need a little extra story, you just pop right in there.
So nice to be loved. Yeah, I'm not going to be spending any luck to burn that down either. Let's just take that full 10. Idea roll is an ot 1. Of course.
That's why it's a 10.
Nice. All right. So is everybody else... So is anybody else encounter Farkas about madness?
Farkas lost 5.
Should we make the rolls for our other two?
Oh, that's thank you so much. Yeah,
I'll do chance. I'll do chance.
Yeah.
Chance is at 27. That's probably a pass.
He does pass.
And the doctor rolled a 74.
Rolled a what?
74.
Oh, that's not good. Go ahead and give me an idea roll. Oh, sorry, no. Give me a D10.
Two.
A little disappointed, Gary. All right. Farkas, you lost 5.
I did.
Do you want to burn luck to bring that number down below, say, a level where you might need to roll for madness?
What I would really like to do is protect the mummy from this horrible snake.
Okay. That can happen, but let's work through the state of your mental being right now. No.
Yeah.
So, okay. Did you pass your idea roll?
Oh, no. No. Oh, yes, I passed my idea roll. Sorry, yes, I passed my idea roll.
All right. So let's do you first. Do you mind if I assign one for you?
No.
Okay. You roll a d10 for me.
2.
Okay. So... You for the next couple of rounds, you've been sort of this quiet, studious doctor. Oh, let's look at this and do this study. And for some reason, seeing this giant snake come out, you've been so focused on the mummy that you're just like, I am the world's greatest action hero. I am going to run up there and save that mummy from anything happening to
him. Perfect.
Max, do you want to pick something for yourself, or are you feeling like your character is more of a attacky-tacky or runny-runny?
Why don't you go ahead and choose for me, Sean?
Okay. Well, kind of really thankful for that. I need you to come up with a crazy plan.
A crazy plan, huh?
It's got to be an irrational or ill-conceived plan. And it has to somehow increase the danger for you and or your allies. And we are in combat, so we will now start going in dex order. You're up very soon in terms of coming up with your crazy plan.
Sorry, can I, Julia? Can I?
Yeah.
I need to interject with a mechanical question.
Of course.
I don't recall. So when calculating the 20% sand loss, do we round up or down?
Call of Cthulhu always rounds down.
It's your game, Jim. You tell me. I'm just a guest keeper.
I mean up.
Oh, man. Well, I have either lost 20% or I am 1 point away from it. So,
well, that's either those way. Always, you know. You can decide.
Well, Matt said we round down, so I have lost 20%.
And by round down, I mean round up.
Right, you mean round worse.
In the meantime, sorry, I forgot to do something else here that is of use to, first of all, no, that doesn't make any sense. Farkas, for as long as you are crazy, you have insane strength.
Oh, nice.
You get a bonus die to any strength roll. But if you use that bonus die and still don't pass, bad things happen. And, ooh, that could be fun. Max, for as long as you are insane, you have insane brutality. Anytime you do melee damage, you roll twice and you take the highest result. The downside is that once you use that to hit something, you can't stop. You're going to keep going until you deliver or somebody else delivers a killing blow. So if you were to use it against, a giant snake, you would keep karate chopping at it until either it or you died.
Well, it's not going to be so much karate chopping as it is going to be wrestling and trying to like pull it over to the pit through where the rest of the group is.
Now that's
No. Maybe you can get it into the laser, you can wrestle it into the eye zone.
Regardless of where
we're far away from the pit.
Well, doesn't matter where the end location of the snake is going to be, more that I'm going to be dragging it through the middle of our group.
Nice. Yeah, right.
I will point out, just so you know, when I say giant snake, I mean giant 100-foot-long snake.
Perfect. Then I taunt it into the middle of our group.
You're trying to taunt it
away.
All right. So, Jim, you've lost 20%.
Yep.
Does that mean you're going into a bout of madness?
Yep.
You want me to roll for you, or do you want to pick something?
No. I if it's okay with you, I know exactly what I want.
I want that.
Because then. I was thinking I might be thinking this anyway. So, you know, given the snake skin and the snake stuff, you know, I presume I'm just turning into a snake person or a snake.
She starts hissing at everybody.
So I would actually, be headed back, probably running joyfully, to my brothers and sisters in the pit.
Oh, God.
So that I may commune with them.
You now speak parcel tongue.
That's so beautiful. You get to run away, but make it interesting from a story perspective. Thank you. All right. So you can roll a d10 to see how long, if you can make it back to the pit or not. And we'll start with you at the top of the round. So you are turning and almost skipping to join your slithering brothers and sisters in the pit. All right.
Does the gem light wash over her again, or is doesn't affect her?
These, whatever she may think, she is not serpentine enough yet to not have.
I never went into the room, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you had crossed through. Oh, no. All right.
Nope.
You just turn around, and in a couple of rounds or so, you'll be up there. All right. Perfect. Gene, what are you doing?
I'm taunting the snake to try and bring it back towards the pit. or the laser beams.
So you're just yelling
I'm gonna
and
go
screaming
up,
and waving
I'm gonna
your hands
go
up.
I'm going to go up, and I'm going to just run right up to the front of the snake, and I'm going to clock it right in its big-ass snake face.
Nice.
Give me a melee roll. Are you going to use your bonus die for brutality?
Oh, yeah.
That can't go wrong.
I'm going to miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
27. And then 47, so 27.
Wait, I thought it was a bonus die on damage, not on the hit roll.
Oh, on the damage?
So it's just a 27 to hit. Oh, okay. Then it's,
so yeah, 27, so that's a hard success. And then...
you roll melee damage twice, and you take the highest result.
Right. But the snake doesn't dodge, for example.
It does not dodge.
Or fight right. back.
So
it does not dodge or fight back.
Perfect. So we've got 27. Oh, no. Wait. 27.
Yeah, you hit, right?
No, I don't hit. I don't
with
hit.
27?
Unless I burn 2 points of luck.
Come on,
man. Let's see. I'm already at...
2 points.
I'm already at 20. So, I'll burn the 2 points of luck to hit it. I'm at 18 now. And let's see here, my brawl. Am I able to slip my brass knuckles on before I hit this thing, Sean?
Sure, why not?
All right, cool. Then that's going to be great. 1 + 1 + 0. So 2. And then let me roll my second one, take the better. Ah, okay, that's more like it. 3 + 1 + 0. So 4 damage.
Dead, right?
Totally dead.
So, Gene has been in his fair share of fights before, and you've hit people pretty solidly before. This isn't one of your best punches you've ever made. But as you hit the...
I beg to differ. This is probably one of the best punches that I could actually do.
So even though you gave him your best punch, it didn't even notice because of its thick, scaly hide. But
Bobby, I say, come on, you big slippery bastard.
Bobby, what will you be doing?
I will glance over and watch Julia running behind me. And then, oh, wait a minute. How big is this thing? Like, if I unload with my two pistols, am I going to chop Gene up? Is he, or is
it's
it like...
100 foot. I think you'd be safe.
Yeah, as long as it's rearing up. Yeah, I'll shoot somewhere that's not at Gene. And just kind of unload with my two pistols.
Well, so just to be clear, it's about 100 feet long and about 5 or 6 feet wide. And you, as you're sort of figuring this out in your head, you're like, oh, it came down that tunnel we just walked down.
It came down behind us?
Well, that's how it got here.
Oh.
At some point in the past.
At some point in the past.
I got you.
It
got
slithered
you.
On down that passageway you just were on.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and fire. I mean, assuming you don't fumble or anything, I don't think you'd hit anybody.
Okay, sure. That's good. All right, so there's one success. I'm sorry.
Well, and you figured out the distance too, right? Can you even hit it with your weapon from here?
Oh, you never really said how far across the room was, I don't think.
No, about 50 feet from you.
About 50 feet. So, yeah, that... let me see. The range is 15 yards. So, yeah, that's
45 feet.
45, not quite. Not quite long enough. And if I step in, I'll be zapped. I'll pull my pistols and I guess just kind of wait
because it's inevitably going to move quicker.
Certainly, when it's eating the others, it will definitely move towards you. So exactly, that's a long-term plan. Okay.
I mean, it's only got to move a little bit in, I guess, guesstimating for me to get a shot at it. So I imagine when it starts lunging at everybody else, it'll be far enough in a minute. So I'll draw and wait, bide my time.
All right. So that's extremely helpful to me because that means there's only six players within range of this thing. It's now up. Octavio.
Yes.
The snake sort of flips towards you. It's going to try to take a bite out of you. What will you be doing?
Well, I mean, I had a glint in my eye that if I could capture this thing, imagine its head mounted on the wall in my house.
Oh, gorgeous.
You need a
gorgeous.
Big hand.
So, yeah, I had pulled out my pistols and I was getting ready to unload on it.
All right. So are you fighting back, dodging, or?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm dodging in the intention. You can't fight back with pistols, right? You'd have to punch. So that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, it's. I'd give you that. I mean, it's a big thing coming at you. If you wanted to fire it a little bit and hope that it might fire it as you were sort of that would deter it a little bit. I'd be okay with that.
So can I take my full attack at it or?
No, I'm not letting you take all six shots at it. My generosity is only so far. One shot on each gun.
Okay, one shot in each gun. So that's what I'm doing. Here we go.
All right.
I'm an 07, which is an, let's see, that's an impale. And then a 57, which is a regular success.
Okay. So go ahead and roll your damage for your impale.
Okay. So that's a 12 plus 5, 17. 17.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
That might almost get through the armor.
But it does bite you. It only does 1 point of damage, but could you give me a con roll, please?
Sure. 85, 26, hard success.
Yeah. It bites you and you feel slow. Like it's just got into your system and it's so hard to move now. And mechanically that works out to being four rounds, you're going to take a penalty die on any sort of physical action.
Okay.
You are up.
I'm up. Well, I still intend to shoot the heck out of it.
Okay.
If it's my turn.
It is your turn.
Does this slow me down such that I can't shoot as many times per round, or is this just the penalty die on each shot?
Whichever you think is more fair, I'm fine with.
I'll shoot half as many, so I'll only get a couple of shots out.
Okay.
06 is an impale, 67 is a miss. And the third shot is a 93, which is a miss. So one impale for 13 damage.
Mm-hmm. Great. The doctor will go and will fire and will hit, surprisingly. The doctor fires. And Corey, what are you doing?
She's actually going to kneel down and start praying to the one who sleeps to protect to protect them.
All right. Chance will go now. Do people believe Chance is going to stay here or fire?
Or run, you mean?
Run, sorry. Yes, thank you.
Run.
Chance would run.
Give Chance a chance to run, and he will run.
You know, let's leave it up to the die here. Oh, he actually stays for a round.
Ooh.
Oh, and a 0-1.
Whoa, that's his one shot.
That's his
that.
Milieu. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He does some damage. Gregory Farkas, what will you be doing?
So, ignoring the easy way up, which is, I guess, walking up the helix or something, I am going to take my suction cuppers and swing my way up like a monkey up to the mummy, climbing the statue.
Okay.
Best I can.
Give me a climb roll with a bonus die.
All right. That is only a success after some luck is spent, but not too much. So some of it breaks away a little bit, I think, because of the loose stone from the snake. But I will make it up as far as I can make it up this round.
All right. So what you see is at the top, let's just say you get to the top there, there's the throne. Seated there seems to be a serpent person dressed in fine robes. The robes are edged with a gold thread. The figure is still. Its eyes are closed as if it's sleeping. And we'll now go to give the tail of the snake a chance. And Gene, your taunting has worked out well for you. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
I think I'm gonna dodge.
Okay.
+23 sounds pretty good. That's going to be a regular success.
All right. So the tail goes wildly flipping. You can tell the snake was sort of aiming for you, but still is sort of getting used to roaming around again on the earth after being coiled up for so long. So it misses you, but we're now at the top of the round again. Julia, you're continuing to run towards the pit.
Brothers, sisters, I understand now. Let me join with you.
How many rounds did you have for this bout of madness?
Well, I'm not sure if it's different in Pulp, but usually in Base Cthulhu, 20% loss is like permanent, right?
Owls. It's owls.
It's like months.
Well, you get the bout of madness for.
There's a bout,
and then you have insanity after that.
Okay. And then there's a phobia after that. So
it's 10. I rolled a 10.
Wow.
Plenty of time to go kill myself.
Oh, plenty of time. God, I didn't think this was going to be this bad. Okay, Gene, what are you doing?
I'm going to be pulling out my gun and shooting this snake thing.
Did you use the bonus die the last time around?
I did.
Yeah, so no, you're really into punching it.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, that works.
And if the last round, that was the maximum punch you think you could do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just punching against a giant snake.
And I fail.
Okay.
So is it Bobby? Fighting back?
No. I'm only going to have it go on its round, so. Bobby?
Okay, so shall we say it's far enough in the room now, like I had hoped, or am I going to need to run out and get zapped? Because, yeah, Bobby's not going to sit by and watch for one more. He was hoping that the snake would come close enough for him to shoot it.
I'll let you shoot at it. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. I'll be doing the Octavio. That is one normal success. Another normal success. A miss. Took a 0-9 to an 89.
I feel like we're on a submarine.
Beep.
Beep.
Okay, so let's see. I hit four times.
So you have to tell me what each shot does for damage individually.
Okay. So 2, 2, 5, and 3.
Your shots hit the snake, and you don't see it penetrate into its hide.
Damn.
Next up is Sneaky Boy.
Me as opposed to Snaky Girl or some other Snaky Boy?
No, this is the snake.
Oh, it's Snake.
It's Snake. Gene, it has turned now its head towards you.
Great.
And it is going to attack. Will you be dodging or fighting back?
I'll be dodging. For a 17, that's a success. Hard.
It's a hard success?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So it tries to take a bite out of you and misses. Octavio?
How many people are still in the room?
There's six of you in the room.
Okay, so only Julia has fled.
Julia and Bobby are not really in the room.
Yeah. Well, as long as the others are still in the room, then...
Sorry, there's seven.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I'm going to continue shooting.
Okay.
A hard success.
Mm-hmm.
A miss. And a hit.
Okay.
Just damage on the hard success or on the hit as well?
Well, you can do the hit as well.
All right. I guess they're both just regular hits as far as damage.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 and 4, 5 plus 2. Well, okay. So 3 and 6.
Okay.
As soon as they bounce.
Yeah. The doctor will go. Doctor will hit. Oh, good for you. The doctor hits it and does some damage.
That is good for us.
That is good for you and good for him. Corey, you're continuing to pray now, or?
No, she'll now get up and take a swipe with her large knife. Okay.
Perfect.
So I roll a 98.
Okay.
That's a bot choosing, isn't it?
Chance, still flush with his last victory, will shoot, but this time will be more chance-like and miss. And Farkas.
So I am up there, and this dude is sitting there, and he looks lizardy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what I really need to figure... Oh, no, I'm an action hero. I can't figure him out. Damn. All right, I will attempt to pick him up and put him over my shoulder.
Mm. So as soon as you touch the figure, mm-hmm. the body crumbles and you realize it's nothing more than dry shed skin of some sort of serpent. And as that happens, you can see that there's a hole in the top of the throne here that's described in the book as designed like a commode. So,
sure.
And you can see down in... You know, there's darkness down there. There's some sort of throne that heads downward. Heads downward.
I will get my flashlight out and look at that in the next round.
Okay. Sneaky, first of all. All right. So does somebody want to roll for chances dodge?
Sure. He gets a 93.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This may not be the chance we remember.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's the chance that we remember isn't... He hasn't grown into that person yet.
Well, he may not get the chance.
He may not get the chance because the snake comes up and over on top of him and swallows him.
Oh, God.
Oh. That's how you survive this. Oh, that's good.
Okay. All right, top of the round. Julia, we'll say that you are at the pit.
Okay, so I will stand at the edge and look down. Brothers, sisters, I understand. Can I hear them talking to me? Can I understand them? Can I hear them?
You do not understand them. They are just hissing around and sort of looking around, flicking out their little tongues.
I need to get closer.
That'll
be next round.
You know, I know you're in a bout of madness, and if you want to do this, that's fine, but it'd also be fine if you wanted to do an idea roll to realize, they really don't understand me. But it's your choice. If you want to get in there, you get in there.
Yeah, well, I'll be trying to talk to them up here this round, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, perfect. Gene?
I think it's still going to be punchy punchy.
Okay.
Fail.
All right. Give me an idea roll.
A 07. I'd say that's a really good success.
Are you still in your... This has been three rounds. Are you still in a bout of madness? How long was it for?
Actually, I don't think I rolled length of time. So... Seven rounds.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you realize if you were inside that snake, it'd be a lot easier to punch it.
Oh, God.
You can decide what you want to do with that piece of information, but, boy, the punching would go a lot quicker. Wheels?
Can I, along the same vein, maybe I try and, like, grab its jaws and, like, while I'm in the mouth, I'm just going to try and, you know, use my legs on the bottom and my hands on the top and kind of try and snap its mouth open.
All right, so you took a couple of punches and you're positioning yourself so that now that it's somewhat distracted by its swallowing chance, you're going to get yourself ready to do that next round.
Yep.
All right, sounds great. Bobby, what are you doing from your safety distance away?
I'm going to unload on it, and I actually hit five times this time, so...
Nice.
Let's see if I can actually do anything to it. 5, 5, 8, 9, and 1.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, when that snake bit me, in addition to the poison, I don't think you gave me the damage that it did.
Oh.
Or I didn't write it down.
It's just a D6. So I think it was just 1 point, actually.
Okay.
But let's find out what it's going to do now.
Yep.
Does it seem like I got through its skin? Does it react like flinch or something?
You got a little bit into it, but it doesn't seem to be all that bothered by it. Corey, the snake tail, now that it's swallowing up Chance, is lashing around. And you see it coming towards you. Would you like to dodge or?
Dodge. 99. I botch.
Well, you can botch or you could burn a lot of luck. Which would you prefer?
That's right.
Can you burn luck to get out of the botch?
Oh.
I thought you meant the 30 luck.
Ten points of luck. Avoid malfunction or melee fumble. 10 points of luck.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, that's a weapon fumble or a wet fire mark. That's different than a botch. It's any skill roll, so I'm fine if you don't want to make it a botch.
Okay, so 10. I'll spend my 10 points to not make it a botch.
Okay.
I'm down to 35.
All right. Okay. So, good. So that avoids me having to just give you 8 times 6 points of damage. Instead, I get to roll it.
10, 13, 23, that's 26 points of damage.
Dead.
Well, or not necessarily. You could burn off
luck.
You could burn off luck to make it only a scratch. Get back. Or you could, if you keep it at the right number, you could also tell me how you heroically avoid being splattered like against a wall by the tail.
So how do I spend luck to avoid death? Oh, luck points spent.
Yeah, so there's two things you can do in this situation. You could spend 20 luck as many times as you had luck and wanted to get 1d6 of hit points. Or it, you could spend...
That wouldn't work. I have to spend all my luck.
Okay.
I'll spend all my luck, and she heroically leaps and basically gets clipped, but flips over the tail and rolls to the side.
Okay. Give yourself 1d6 plus 1 hit points. And... Octavio.
This doesn't seem to be working.
Give me a spot hidden roll, and remembering you have keen vision.
That's right. Well, how about a 17? So that's a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard success.
So you're a battle-hardened veteran. You weren't right next to the diocese. You definitely saw the body. You were close enough to see the body up at the top of the diocese slip on through, and you can see Farkas sort of pulling out his flashlight and aiming it down into the dais.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to run up to where he is and
okay,
look down there as well, unless he's already climbing into it.
Well, you'll get there at the time he's going to decide what he's going to do.
Yep.
The doctor will follow you. Corey, what are you doing?
I think she's going to try to run for the pet to follow the doctor down the hall and get away from this snake thing.
Chance will definitely follow that. Farkas, you're at the top of the hole. You're looking down.
Mm-hmm.
You just see that it looks to be a vertical drop. The pit is about 3 foot in diameter, which, you know, is a tight squeeze, but you could certainly do it. It's not entirely clear. How far out does your flashlight beam go?
Probably like 15 feet, maybe.
Okay, so it goes beyond the reach of your flashlight beam.
I've got suction cups. I'm looking for a mummy. I will start climbing down this pit.
Give me a climb roll.
All right. That is a success.
All right. You get down to the bottom of the pit unscathed. We'll describe what you see when we've decided what other people are doing.
Yep.
In the meantime, the giant snake is now looking around for its prey. Most of you have sort of moved away. Could somebody,
with the exception of one?
Oh man. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. You're fine. Could somebody give me another chance dodge roll?
Sure.
Oh no! Wait! No! Sorry. No, Chance is inside. So the rest of you, and in fact, I sort of skipped his turn because of that. So he's not going to follow you up there. He's inside. The rest of you, as you are sort of moving towards the top, you hear gunfire inside the snake.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And there's really no need to even roll, because if you're inside a snake, it's pretty much an automatic.
Miss.
Yeah. You can't miss here.
And I don't think his armor is going to be very effective either, somehow.
It is soft and squishy on the inside there. Yeah. And the snake definitely reels. It definitely is not happy about that.
But let's just see how unhappy. Ooh, Chance isn't all that happy. Although he's going to burn some luck now. That's way too many points for him just to sort of suck down. So. Okay. All right. And so I guess, unfortunately, Gene, that makes you the only one there for a potential target.
All right.
You want to give me a dodge roll?
Sure. That's an 82, which is a fail.
All right, he failed completely, so you're fine.
Woo!
Well done. All
right.
He zigged and I zagged.
Top of the round. Julia, the snakes are not as conversant with you as you thought they might be. I mean, you're putting on all your sneaky charms, and they seem to be just sort of flippering around in there.
Well, so here's the thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I appreciate you offering to give me a roll. I think the question is not so much, can I understand them? The question really is, can I think I understand them?
Mm-hmm.
didn't the others like build some sort of contraption to climb over the pit on the way here?
Mm. Portable handheld suction cup thing.
They had the suction cups that Farkas just used to climb down safely.
Okay, so that was it. Okay. So I think I understand them. The question is, what do I think they're telling me to do? I mean, I saw that. You know, I saw our parent, our leader, the great snake, attack the other two-legged things. So that seems like the thing to do, right?
So, Jim, this is one of those moments in a keeper thing where he says, you should do what you want to do, with a sly grin on his face. But I will offer, for the sake of fairness, there's another interpretation that these snakes are here to protect whatever is down here. And so long as, you know, these warm-blooded creatures are not actually doing any damage, then maybe they're okay.
Well, at least one of them has already shot out the gems, so that's damage.
Hmm.
So I need to go deal with him. Yes, yes. Yes, I will bite him. I will poison him. Excellent. Run back the other way.
Okay, that went different than I thought, but that's fine. Gene, all of your other companions have run away, but because you're in a pokey kind of mood, you're gonna keep fighting, I guess. So you're gonna try to poke it right here
for, I think, one or two more rounds. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and roll damage melee, and you're trying to punch and kick into its mouth.
Yeah.
All right. It's gonna be surprised anyway. So there's that.
Nope. Fail.
You don't want to burn. Oh, you don't have any luck, probably, to burn.
Nope.
All roll right. It in, why don't you?
Bobby, you are on the far side. You see you've seen Chance get swallowed. Bobby is trying to, you know, kick and punch into the snake's mouth. The rest of the group, except for Julia, is climbing on top of that throne. Although you did notice Farkas seems to have, you know, gone down something or other. What are you going to do?
It's almost time for the getaway driver to get away, I think. But I don't have much chance, I think, of getting all the way across this and getting down that hole. But I do have 4 shots left of my guns. So I'm going to shoot, and I went ahead and rolled to make it easier on everyone listening to me. I got 3 out of 4 hits. My guns are hit. And I got a 1, a 1, and a 7. Yeah.
Okay. So that's you. And now the snake. I feel bad about this, Max, but there's really only one place for it to go.
Yep.
You want to roll a dodge?
Yes, I do. Which is a regular success.
Yeah, it rolled a 13.
Oh.
So take 2 points of damage, and you feel really slow. Like it's just harder to even move.
Maybe if I go slow enough, it won't notice that.
Actually,
I'm still
sorry,
alive.
Sorry, that's too quick. Do me a con roll.
Twenty-one is a success.
Just a regular success?
I think it's a regular success.
You need an extreme success to avoid.
Oh, it's definitely not an extreme success. That is 100% sure.
Okay. Octavio, you are at the top. You've just seen Farkas way down a sort of hole.
Yeah, so I'm motioning
wait,
to the others.
Wait. Okay, let's see here. So 13 would be an extreme success for my con. And I got a 20.
You're going to burn some luck.
A 21.
Mm-hmm.
So 8?
Eight, and I'm at 18. Yeah, let's do it. All right, cool. So I have 10 luck now, and I succeed on my con roll with an extreme.
Sure is okay. Lucky you're immune to snake venom.
All right. You're good. Octavio?
So I'm basically waving everybody, get up here, and as I do that, firing off my last couple of bullets.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Regular, that's a miss, and an 04 is a crit. So that's going to be 17 damage.
Wow.
And my bullet, or my trigger goes click, 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 as I've shot the last bullets out of the two guns.
Okay.
And I'm basically just waiting. I'm just waiting for everyone else who's still in the room to get up to where I am.
Yeah, the doctor is going to jump into the hole. He is not waiting for the others in that nice way that you're doing it. He does not pass his climb roll. So what...
Can I help him as I catch him as he jumps in?
No, I'm going to say you got down before he got in there because your catching him may involve him hitting you.
Yeah, you may be able to pad his landing.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, so he doesn't take much damage. Farkas, you sort of get down to the bottom or walking around, and all of a sudden this is right behind you as the doctor sort of hits the ground. I can't do Jonathan. If somebody else wants to do Jonathan. Corey, what are you doing?
She's going down the hole.
All right, so go ahead and roll. You don't need to worry about the doctor obstructing you by him climbing slowly in front of you. So
that's right, because I just rolled a 000.
Really?
Really?
Ow.
Okay.
And I don't have any luck. I've got zero luck.
Oh. You know, do you mind if I roll it for you? How many hit points do you have left? I don't want to ask. I'm just going to roll.
7. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, no.
So there's another loud thud, but this time there's a gasp of life that leaves as the thud hits because of the 11 points of damage.
Ouch. Ouch.
Fortunately, there's a doctor next to you.
Who can proclaim you dead on arrival.
Meanwhile, inside the snake, a sentence I don't get to say nearly enough. So, by the way, Chance failed his sanity roll for being inside there, but then he got a 99 on his idea roll. So, perfect. This is all a day's work for Chance, apparently.
He's gonna get a lot of drinks out of this story. He's thinking. He's
going to fire some more here. Well, he doesn't have to roll. That's right. He's just rolling for damage. So, good for him. He lives a charmed life. I'm gonna tell you.
Steve, are you up during the night?
Farkas, you are in the there. Do you want me to wait till the others join you, or you want me to describe what's in there for you?
So the one thing I'm curious about and don't quite understand is my understanding is the giant snake was somehow stored in the bottom of the throne, the dais, and that I climbed up the throne, and then I got inside, and I climbed back down. So I sort of expect there to be a huge hole out through which the snake burst, and I sort of expect to be looking at the rear end of a snake from here, but that's not what happened, apparently.
No, so picture a like the temple structure, sort of a cone, if you will. Picture like a traffic cone. So you sort of walked up and around. The snake broke through one side of the traffic cone, but the facade around the throne, or the facade as a whole, remained intact enough for people to run up it. At the top, there was a throne, and when you moved away the body, you could see that whatever was here slipped down through a hole that's at the bottom of the throne. So the bottom of the seat of the throne has a hole in it, like a commode, and then there's a passageway down that goes to a depth that's deeper than the room you were just in.
Okay, so the snake was coiled around the tube that we just came down, basically.
Yes, exactly. Yep. That is exactly what happened.
I guess I would like to look around for the it which had slipped down the tunnel. This the missing mummy, the creature, the something.
Sure.
Start looking around. But I'm happy if you would like me to wait for.
No. I'm happy to. So what you see when you're looking around is that the walls are covered in murals again. They're similar to the ones before, but they have a lot more, almost a history of a serpent wearing a crown, and you realize that this serpent, for the first time, they've sort of drawn it well and with enough detail, you realize that it's a female serpent that's been wearing the crown. Mm-hmm. And in the center of the room, you see it's almost like an altar type thing, but more like, you know, if you were if you might walk into a crypt or something and see sort of a statue of a dead hero sort of carved up on top of it, but it's not carved up on top of it. You see that there is a naked serpent woman whose skin is covered in fresh jewel-like scales. And as your torch is there, you can, it's like there's a glistening like sunlight over water. And she appears to be still sleeping and resting. Her hands are crossed over her chest. And again, that's what sort of makes you think of, like, you know, the old medieval tombs where, you know, a dead knight would be portrayed sort of lying down with his hands crossed and his sword covering over him. She doesn't have a sword, but it's that same sort of feel. And you realize that that she's alive.
And when you say a snake woman, is this like snake from the waist down, or just sort of snaky in some way, scaly, or like what's the
humanoid with arms and legs, and you know, honestly, she just looks like a female version of the snake serpent person you encountered earlier.
Okay. And she seems alive but asleep.
She's alive. She's alive, but asleep. She appears to be a different coloring than the ones you saw before.
So I will start to get out my, since I was about to do it before, and I've now recovered my senses. I made it through my couple rounds. I will get out my snake detector kit and approach her.
Okay. And you're just, are you going to try
and
take
what I want blood? To find out is if she's the same type or if she somehow registers differently on the lizard scale.
She's definitely, yeah, she's definitely a lizard serpent person. Like you, whatever sort of meter you have is going whoop, whoop, whoop. But she doesn't seem, she doesn't have the same signature on your machine mm-hmm. that the other ones did.
Perfect.
She seems
okay.
different somehow.
Neat. Okay.
All right.
I'll be standing over her when the others get down.
All right.
Fall down at my feet. Plop, plop, plop. Yeah.
So we're 2 hours out. I can keep going or we can stop here. Which would people prefer? I don't know people's schedules.
It's 1:30 a.m. here, so I'll probably have to stop myself.
Well, you're not much of a problem right now, so. Not to be cruel, but
I need to call it a day, too.
All right, so we will stop here. Farkas has just discovered the serpent mummy. Two of them have sort of followed. Octavio is sort of waiting for others to go. Chance is inside a snake. Eugene is trying to punch the snake, and Bobby.
Well, now I'm going to be trying to run away because my rounds have been done.
Okay, and Bobby, where are we ending with you?
Bobby has just emptied the last of his pistol shots in there. There's probably no way for him to get across the room and down into that hole. But I just had a thought: would it be possible to drive that truck with the flamethrower down this twisty?
No, it's not. It's
already
not
rejected.
Yeah, it's not wide enough. It's not wide enough for that.
And the flamethrower is too big to be.
It pulls gasoline from the gas tank of the truck.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'd have to build a new flamethrower.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, you can make a break for it. You know, you just need a few good dodge rolls and you'll be fine.
And a climber and, three. And
so that's where we'll leave you there because
okay.
some people have to go, and we'll pick this up again next week. Thanks.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome.
Also, that was fun, even though.
Finally, we're pulpy enough.
I'll see some of you for some more pulpy action without all the extra goodies. Not very much time.
Awesome.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
All right,
bye,
cheers.
Sean. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Okay. See you.
All right, bye.